Hi, I'm Mike Sklenz, and this is Nintendo World Report's Connectivity Podcast, episode 120, Positivity. We've got two segments for you this week. First up, Alex, Dan, and Scott discuss the things they love the most about Nintendo. And after that, we bid a tearful farewell to Name That Pokemon. Enjoy the episode.
Everybody, and welcome to a brand new segment of Nintendo World Report Connectivity. I am your host, Alex Kalafi, and joining me through this journey of Nintendo positivity is Don Koopman.
Well, you did it whole fishy there. Nintendo World Report's Connectivity.
All or nothing, Don.
Okay, fair enough.
And Scott Thompson.
Hello.
Hey, look, hey, everybody, it's Nintendo World Report's Scott Thompson.
The one and only. For this segment, we each picked our three favorite things about Nintendo, be it an idea Nintendo subscribes to, a game they put out, or anything that can be described as Nintendo, and we rank them a la Game of the Year. The reason I came up with this segment is to pull back on some of the negativity that has entered the Nintendo conversation over recent months and discuss the things we love about Nintendo most. No one here is saying that we will apologize for Nintendo or will be blind to their mistakes. But for this 30 to 45 minute segment, we are going to be nice, and we are going to try to refrain from hating on or criticizing Nintendo too much. In this segment, we remember why we love Nintendo. So I think the best way to do this is to, pick an order and stick with it, like just like we did with Game of the Year.
Yeah.
So I think it should be Scott, me, Don.
Cool.
How does that sound?
Yeah, sure.
Works for me.
All right, Scott, what is your number three?
My number three is Sonic Boom. No, I'm just kidding. That's terrible. I know it's supposed to be positive, but I couldn't help. That just came out today, and it's on my mind.
I will save something positive of Sonic Boom. I'm kind of interested.
I'm interested to see how it plays, but just looking at still images of these new character redesigns is something. But that's neither here nor there. My number three is Nintendo handhelds. Of them. Just throw them all in a lump, because they're all fantastic. There was a phase, like, probably my early high school years, where I really wasn't playing a lot of video games. I had a GameCube, but I didn't use it very much. And I didn't have a PS2 or Xbox 5 wasn't even out yet, but I didn't have either of those yet. But I always stuck around with the handhelds. Ever since the original Game Boy, and then I've gotten a bunch of the different Game Boy redesigns, like Pocket, and then, of course, Color, and moving on to Game Boy Advance, and so on and so forth. But I love them. They've always been great. Sturdy hardware, great games, and, yeah, they've just been consistent there. I mean, even still now, like, the 3DS is probably the best thing Nintendo has going on right now.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I think it's interesting that I include myself among these people, but there does seem to be a subset of Nintendo fans who is almost exclusively interested in the consoles. Like for me personally, I grew up with the Game Boy Color and the Game Boy Advance. I didn't even, like, start playing Nintendo consoles, or at least new Nintendo consoles, until maybe 2005, 2006.
I've been kind of a bouncing back and forth kind of guy, because, of course, I started with the NES, then I went more to Game Boy Color, and then I went more to the N64, then went more to Game Boy Advance, Wii, and then more to 3DS now. So I've been bouncing back and forth really much.
Yeah.
But either way, I still enjoy playing both sides of it. But the handheld games always had, like, a special feel to me, especially how they were designed. So I can definitely see it that way.
And they have pretty, like, impeccable libraries, especially starting with the Game Boy Advance. Like, I would say that the Game Boy Advance, DS, and 3DS have arguably better libraries than the GameCube, the Wii, and the Wii U. Granted, that's just me, and I think the existence of games like Pokemon on the handheld skews that a little. But the libraries on some of those handheld systems are absolutely amazing.
Oh yeah, definitely. But that doesn't mean we're not bad-mouthing, like, console games here. But it's like going back forth to your mind and seeing how some games have evolved on those handheld platforms, you're more often remember them than not, because I still remember going through like the Game Boy Advance version of Super Mario Bros. 2 like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel that was the best version of that game too, so I still feel I have the best memories of that version of that game. And the same with DS, I still like remember going to pick up my Nintendo DS and playing WarioWare Touched for the first time. And mm-hmm. I sometimes have like very difficult times to remember like some of the console games that I've played. And that's how they were designed in that way. You always remember them. You always can like pick them up and like play them for a little bit and put them down. So you have more intention to remember them than you would a console game sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, my first memories with all of the early Mario games up through Yoshi's Island were on the Game Boy Advance and the Game Boy Advance versions.
I mean, the weird thing is, I still remember picking up a Game Boy Color and playing Pokemon Yellow. It's so weird.
Yeah,
I remember with Pokemon Yellow specifically. My brother and I were both really into Pokemon. My younger brother and my mom was going to buy Pokemon Yellow for us, and we only bought one copy of the game because she didn't realize we would need two for each of our Game Boys. And there was like war in our house for who was going to get that. A lot of crying. I'm not ashamed to admit. And the next day, my mom bought us a second copy so we could both play.
Oh.
But it was war that first night.
Yeah, we've never been the household of people who gets one game and shares it. Like we're not rich or anything, but like me and my sister have two totally separate Wiis that we just play ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I sort of have a big middle finger to Nintendo's play together mantra. All right. My number three is their refusal to purposefully bleed the consumer wallet with intrusive DLC, awful microtransactions, and paid online. They have an extremely valuable understanding that games should be sold as complete packages ready to be sold with as few updates as possible. Like, take New Super Luigi U. You're still getting the complete experience with New Super Mario Bros. U.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want more, they give you a lot more content of New Super Mario Bros. U at a fair price that doesn't take away at all from the New Super Mario Bros. Experience. And they do that without being intrusive at all. They always provide it as an extra option.
Hmm.
And I think Nintendo's idea of valuing supplementary content as something that shouldn't be tricked in the same way iOS does it, but instead to be offered to the consumer non-intrusively, and as something that appeals to the person who wants more content, and also appeals to the company who wants to make more out of a game.
Yeah, and the thing is with that aspect as well, I was there when they first like really introduced DLC on the 3DS with Fire Emblem in Japan. And mm-hmm. what I kind of realized is they would not like back away from still delivering like the full proof of concept, but instead they went with this weird way where they just provided us side stories to that additional game, which I find like they kept the game like really, really pure. And
right.
And that's very interesting, because there are many opportunities where they could have done it and they didn't. Like, for example, they could have introduced with Animal Crossing, but they didn't.
Right.
And I think that shows their mentality and their charm to provide people still with the experience they love. But if they want extra, that's totally fine and acceptable. Here you go.
Yeah, my number three could also, I guess, be renamed to Nintendo's love of releasing complete games. Like, you can update certain games like Mario Kart and Pokemon, but short of that save glitch in Lumio City, you don't really need to update any Nintendo game. The Nintendo game you buy in the store, even if you have no internet, most of the time, you're buying a complete package.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is something really pure and really great that Nintendo does best.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Don, what is your number three?
My number three is super, super obvious, and everybody who knows me kind of expected me to say this. Getting information directly delivered to me.
Nice.
I will be honest, I really like the Nintendo Directs. I think they're awesome.
Yeah, no, you're totally right.
Because there used to be a time where only one show really mattered. Well, in a far-flung history, there are actually two, because back then even Gamescom still mattered, then they did a press conference there, but even that they don't do anymore. But that wasn't a whole funny story altogether. But back then there were two, then there became one, and then the Nintendo Directs came. And what I find so important is talking to your consumer and knowing that they're always part of like your business plan. And with Sony and Xbox sometimes, I do sometimes feel that they are disconnected. Like, there are periods where you don't hear much of them at all. It becomes a really, really dry period. And you still enjoy their games, of course. When they put out good software, they put out good software. But with Nintendo sometimes, you know that always a surprise could be around the corner in an instasecond. And that makes following the company actually more exciting to me. We don't know when the following Nintendo Direct is happening. Everybody could have an idea when it could happen, but that's no guarantee. But when it happens, we always know one thing for sure. There's at least one surprise there. And that one surprise could really amaze us. It could also let us down. But more times than not, it could always leave us for a discussion, and we could be talking about it for hours and hours on end. And that's what I like about this company right now, is that they feel that they could talk about their audience in any way they possibly could.
Absolutely. Scott, what do you think of Nintendo Directs?
Oh, I love them. I think they're fantastic. I think they've gotten better. I think there was a period where it was just kind of like, I don't know, just a little trickles of information about games we already knew about. And, you know, there was like a period where everyone was like, this is going to be the one where it's like, we're going to hear about Earthbound or Mario Galaxy 3. Yeah. You know? It was just like, that's never going to happen. And now that does happen, and we heard about Earthbound in a direct the day it came out, and that's fantastic. Like, they've gotten into this idea where we can use these directs to announce things. Like, it doesn't just have to be a little bit of information, and we still save the big stuff for traditional, you know, things like E3, you know, traditional places where we release big information. We can do this year-round whenever we please. And I think it's fantastic. And, you know, Don, you mentioned Microsoft and Sony not really doing this, but I think they're beginning to copy this. I believe both of them did. PS4, you know, hosted their own event where they, or I should say Sony hosted their own event where they revealed, like, the PS4 and really talked about it. If you remember that last year, it was like
Uncharted
a whole, like,
was
like
announced, I think. It was like the night the PS4 came out, and then the night the Xbox came out, they had their own, it looks like.
Exactly, yeah. So, so Sony and Microsoft are beginning to copy this, but Nintendo has done a good job of it and does them frequently. Fantastic.
They had a while to get used to it, because like the first one in Japan and America was October 2011, mm-hmm. And American one was really weird. It was like a 10-minute video, just Reggie talking, and NCL kept pretty much the style that they're still doing today, although they have become better in their editing and stuff.
Yeah,
and like at first Europe was not interested. They grew eventually in it, and even Iwata decided to talk for once. Which we finally saw the face of our actual European president. And then America got smarter with like introducing the triage people. So all became with their own style and got more to its own. So I feel that like after 2.5 years, they finally decided why Nintendo Direct worked so much. Yep. They still announce the same content, but do it all three their own ways. And it works perfectly fine as it is right now.
And they're like events, you know, when a Nintendo Direct's announced, You have to watch it.
You have to.
I mean, because you just never know what's going to be coming. Yeah. So they've done a good job of just, like, instantly generating buzz. It's great.
It definitely feels like Nintendo has learned a lot through the evolution of the Nintendo Direct. Like, at first, it was just, like, 10 minutes of Reggie talking at a camera. But now, like, they're hyped. They're 40 minutes. They're actually used to generate discussion.
I mean, the Japan ones run roughly an hour most of the time.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes amazing the stuff that Japan gets individually, let alone what America and Europe get.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me very excited. It's the small bits of information that you're like, oh, wow, okay, cool. Like, for example, that when we talked about Doromesh Sports Connection, you and me and Alex.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was going to happen. They just decided we're going to release a free to play game. It's available after the presentation. Enjoy. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that's something Nintendo Japan does a lot.
Yeah.
Where they basically, like, even more than NES Remix, like when that was a big surprise for America, the Japan part of Nintendo has been doing that for a long time. They have been, like, announcing games and releasing them, like, under a week later.
Yeah. NCL is crazy dumb like that, but at the same time, I love them for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Scott, what is your number two favorite thing about Nintendo?
My number two is Mario. Just flat out Mario.
Nice.
You know, I think Nintendo gets a lot of crap for not wanting to break from the mold very much and kind of just following the same outline that they've had for years and years. But if you really think about it with Mario, I don't think that's the case. Mm-hmm. Now, whether you're looking strictly at the platformers, I mean, going from, you know, Super Mario Bros. 3 and Super Mario World to something like Super Mario 64, and then extending that to Galaxy, which is just, like, way out there with, you know, how gravity's used and running around these planetoids, and it's a difficult game, really. And it's a very kind of strange concept, not a safe concept, I would say, because it's not something everyone can just jump into and play right away. And then you look at other things that Mario's branched out in, including games like Mario Kart. I mean, that was amazing at the time to just think, well, we've got all these characters, why don't we just do something kind of unique with them? And then you can extend that to Smash Brothers too. And so now you've got all these great spin-off franchises that have just come from this, you know, adorable little plumber. And, I mean, apart from maybe some, like, sports games, which are just okay, for the most part, any game with Mario in it is usually at least good, if not very good or great. But yeah, I mean, anytime there's a Mario game coming out, I get excited. I know some people maybe are a little burnt out now on either the 2D stuff or the 3D world / 3D land stuff, but I love it. I mean, just keep bringing it on.
You know, I think it's time for Super Mario Sunshine 2.
Oh yeah?
I think it's time for the next game that does what Super Mario Sunshine did, but is not Super Mario Sunshine.
Well, the thing is with Super Mario Sunshine, what I love the most, not really the FUD, but it was a disconnected world. And I feel that they could do that on Wii U sometime. Like having this one connected world with just because you always saw like distances to the other levels, and I love that, but taking that to the extreme, that's what I would like to see with Mario.
But what if they pull Luigi's Mansion, and while they work on some other Mario stuff for Wii U, Super Mario Sunshine 2 is actually like a late 3DS game?
I would like to free that and play it on a 3DS, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could say
But the talk about more about Mario in general. Some of the 2D stuff I'm kind of miss here and there about, but the 3D stuff, I still love that to bits. I mean, for all the crap that I've given 3D World, and I've still given it some crap, I mean, I wasn't giving it perfect scores like many other people, I still enjoyed that game. I still enjoyed it through and through. And with all the other Mario titles, like Mario Galaxy, Mario Super Mario 3D Land, which is still my favorite Mario to date, really. Super Mario Galaxy 2. All these different games. Always there's an idea or a spark that leaves me wanting for more. And that makes me feel about Mario so great. Because those platformers usually intrigue me till the very end. And that's when a game does something right for me.
Yeah. I think it's also incredible how, regardless of what you think of Mario, Mario has stayed consistently strong throughout its incredibly long life. Like, think of what happened to its competitors. Think of what the fuck happened to Sonic the Hedgehog today. Think of what happened to, like, Crash Bandicoot, this huge franchise on PlayStation that evolved into this Activision franchise.
The horror. Look what happened to Bubsy.
The stronghold that is the Bubsy franchise. And like, even if Skylanders had its weird redemption / killing, I guess, with Skylanders, that, like, Mario never had its weird phase. It's always felt like either at worst a lateral move or at best a complete evolution and reimagining of the Mario formula.
Hmm.
And I think that's that's what's incredible. That's not only what makes it special within Nintendo franchises, that's something Mario has that I don't think any other video game franchise has with as much potency.
Oh, mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
Yep, I agree.
My number two is similar to Don's number three, but it is a little more broad.
Okay.
And I called my number two Nintendo Excitement. This mostly includes Nintendo Direct and E3, mm-hmm. but regardless of how negative I can be from time to time, I treat Nintendo announcements these days like a second Christmas. Like, when I know the E3 presentation is coming soon or a new Nintendo Direct is coming tomorrow, like, when I get that early, like, email as soon as I wake up that, like, ooh, a Nintendo Direct's coming tomorrow, I get that, like, fluttery feeling in my chest, like, oh, shit, anything can happen. Because that's what it feels like with a Nintendo Direct and an E3. Like, even though there are times when 3D World will straight up get spoiled and nothing will be announced, there are still times where the new Zelda game gets announced, where X gets announced, where the entire January Direct in general gets announced. For everything bad you could ever say about a Nintendo Direct, Nintendo Directs and E3 leave the potential for literally anything to be announced. And, like, it feels like Nintendo Excitement is just a secondary part of the Nintendo magic. Like, I don't get that feeling anywhere else with any other company. That weird excitement when my heart skips a beat when something I would have never guessed is gets announced for the 3DS or Wii U. Like, I didn't know the Yoshi's Island series wasn't dead, but they're giving it another shot somehow. I didn't know the new Zelda on 3DS was going to look like that, but they straight up dropped it in the middle of the Direct. That is just something Nintendo does that no one else does, and it's one of my favorite things about them.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, we'll discuss this topic at large, really, so I don't have anything new to say here.
You said, it's sort of an extension of the Nintendo Directs, but I agree, I still get more excited about a good Nintendo announcement than anything else, and I mean, that probably is as much related to as just our affinity for Nintendo, you know, working for the site and our general fandom as much as, you know, just Nintendo, for first party Nintendo games usually being something to be excited about.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I get that buzz every single time.
it's something weird exclusive to Nintendo. Like with Sony, I don't feel like the potential is limitless. It's either something we've seen before or something new, which isn't going to be that crazy. With Nintendo, they could literally drop a new IP out of nowhere, and it would be the only thing anyone could talk about that week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is something only Nintendo could do, and I think it's fantastic. Alright, Don, what is your number two?
Number two is the risks that Nintendo takes once in a while.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes. So with Nintendo, there are sometimes things where you think from, is it definitely, well, a good idea to do, or do you think this will work out? And this is the risks that Nintendo once in a while takes with their games or with their products, and you think from, okay, let's see how this plays out, and hopefully everything will turn out for the best. We saw this recently with like a game like Hyrule Warriors, where everything was already like grabbing the pitchforks, where I was already thinking, well, this is an interesting risk that Nintendo is taking. I'm just going to sit and wait and enjoy the ride from here. And this is what makes me... It's also a thanks to what the discussion we just had talked about, the excitement surrounding Nintendo. Like when, again, back when like Fire Emblem Awakening announced a DLC, everybody was like, I don't know how I feel about this. It was like, no, okay, sure, why not? And sometimes you get the feeling that Nintendo doesn't know what they're doing, but every time when they do one of these risks, when they take a game into another direction, when they try something new for the first time, there's a certain like thing from like, sure, why not? And I personally feel that's one of the part of the excitement surrounding Nintendo. When they're going out to try something that they have never tried before, maybe that the industry has tried before, you always know that they're going to take it in a whole new direction together, and you're just going to sit and wait and see and figure it out how it will all come to be.
Mm-hmm. The Nintendo strategy definitely seems like it's a few solid, extremely safe anchors that are going to sell something, surrounded by tons of minor risks and a few bigger ones.
Yeah.
Like, for every Mario 3D world there is, there's also going to be a Punch-Out on Wii.
Yeah.
Or there is going to be a second Luigi's Mansion out of nowhere. Or there is going to be the return of Kid Icarus. Like, those games seem like they're populated pretty evenly with the safer games Nintendo puts out on the yearly
basis. Yeah, I mean even to a smaller extent. So I'm a big fan of the Gem of the Band or Daigaso games, the rhythm games that Nintendo puts out in Japan, the intelligent systems games, and they decided to make this one entirely like online, like user generated based. So you had to download songs that other people created, and you got free download, funded free downloads to choose for yourself. Which they always decided to include music themselves, so that was a gigantic risk in themselves. But in the end, something like that really turned out for the best, and I got the songs that I wanted to play. So it's always looking at the potential that is there instead of the harm that could be done. And I think that Nintendo does that extremely well.
Yeah, you're definitely right. It's I think Nintendo risks are one of the things that brings a lot of people to Nintendo, and it's one of the reasons that like a lot of Nintendo fans, even through all the Nintendo negativity, they can't quit being Nintendo fans because there's always the potential for that next incredible risk that they're gonna take.
I mean, yeah. Even the potential of X is still a risk in itself,
right?
And that makes me more excited. Again, it goes back to that discussion we had before. The risk of it, like the big potential of it, the big scope of it, that's what makes me through and through excited about what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, they announced that for localization for all of the major territories while it was presumably still comfortably mid-development.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had no clear way to gauge how successful that game was going to be, but they nonchalantly straight up showed it off to American and I presume European audiences at least.
Yeah, yeah.
In addition to the Japanese one.
And it also... Yeah,
that's crazy.
And it also seems like that they're going to bring over Tomodachi Collection to the West, at least that's what the Wall Street Journal is saying currently. Yeah. And that's a risk in itself because that's a game that has been purely focused on the Japanese market, has been very socially focused. So that's an interesting thing in itself. So it's kind of interesting how something like that will play out in the West. But if they think it's going to work, I feel they have access to enough and say from, yeah, let's give this a try.
Yeah. Yep. You're absolutely right. That is Nintendo. Scott, what is your number one?
I feel bad because my number one's not like a current thing. But for number one, I pick Super Nintendo.
No, that's perfect.
I adore the Super Nintendo. That's... I'm just a little bit too young to like have really gotten into the NES apart from like just vague memories of playing Mario Brothers and Kirby and that crazy McDonald's game, McKids or whatever, like at my cousin's house, like during holidays and stuff. We never owned one personally, but I got a Super Nintendo when I was a kid. And I mean, that's just like, there's so many games I love on that freaking console. They're not all specifically made by Nintendo, but I love that period when Nintendo was that number one console manufacturer and all the crazy stuff that was coming from them and other people that were really pushing sort of the 16-bit 2D stuff like as far as it could go right before we were on the brink of 3D and polygons and all this kind of stuff. I feel like the Super Nintendo is like the PS4 and Xbox One of that time, you know, it's like the height of where things can go. So, I don't know. I just adore it. I mean, there's just so many good things about Super Nintendo that, I mean, I still own my original one from when I was a kid, and I probably own 20 or 30 Super Nintendo games and go back to them from time to time because just memories, and I think they're great games.
I have my Super Nintendo always hooked up to my television next to my bed.
Yep.
I always play Super Nintendo before I go to sleep.
Really? Like every night?
Yeah, I play. Last few days, I've been mostly playing Tetris Attack again.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Super Metroid I've played recently. Star Fox, which had a different name in Europe, if I remember correctly. Yeah, but I just called Star Fox. Whatever. But that's kind of games I just go and back and play, or even just pop into Super Game Boy and play a Game Boy game. But it's like that vast majority of games that I own for the Super Nintendo, I still really enjoy, and that's the games that I really grew up with, and that I still cherish to this day. So yeah, I love my Super Nintendo, definitely.
Super Nintendo definitely seems like a console that did everything right. It seems like the Nintendo console that just did absolutely everything right. Like, it was accessible, and it was powerful, and it had excellent third-party support, and even more excellent first-party support. And its little experiments into 3D gaming, I don't know if it was, like, the absolute first attempt at that, but it definitely did a number on paving the way towards a more accessible 3D gaming experience. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's the console I hold all my memories to, but Super Nintendo just feels like the time Nintendo got everything right. It is the ideal for Nintendo to work up to in the future. Maybe not sales wise, but at least quality wise, in my opinion. All right. My number one is a very generic term, but like my other two, it is also a very broad idea. It is Nintendo Magic. It is the Nintendo Magic found in their games that both does what no one else does and does it better than everyone else when everyone else attempts to do it. Like, Pikmin has no real equal. Chibi-Robo, there isn't quite a game like it. Mario and Donkey Kong Country are, in my opinion, the two best platforming series still. It's, no one does Pokemon better than Pokemon, even though other people have tried, and it's definitely inspired by previous RPGs, but no one does Pokemon better than Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
No one does Zelda better than Zelda. No one does Metroid better than Metroid. And whatever follows a game like Animal Crossing, like Harvest Moon, even though that came first, obviously, is still a very distant second in the life simulation thing. No other platform could really get away with having a lineup exclusively of Nintendo games except Nintendo. And I think the idea of calling Nintendo's franchises a stable of franchises is kind of disingenuous. I think Nintendo has more like a fortress of franchises. Like, it's totally impenetrable to any other company who has probably attempted to have any kind of library like Nintendo has. There's just no equal to the level of franchises Nintendo has in both originality, at least at the time they came out, and their recognition, their recognizability. No one can do what Nintendo does. And that's why I'm still here. That's what drew me to the staff in the first place. That's what drew me to Nintendo in the first place. That's the reason why, even as I become a cynical bastard in the last 2 months, I'm still here. I'm still not going anywhere. Because Nintendo is still Nintendo, and Nintendo still has the Nintendo magic they've always had.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Agreed. Yep. Agreed.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's...
Yeah, you said it too well. We have nothing to respond to. Quick, for the fire extinguisher.
I'll take it. Close us out, Don. What is your number one favorite Nintendo thing of all time?
Surprisingly enough, it's sort of an extent of what you said. It's games that make me smile.
Okay, sure. That's what Nintendo does. They make you smile.
Yeah. Every time I play a Nintendo game, most Nintendo games, there are always a couple there, but most of the Nintendo games that I play, I still get an instant smile on my face. Even if I critical at some points, even if I have to hammer it down to say the appropriate things. When I play most of the Nintendo internal developed stuff, I instantly feel that I'm in for an adventure. I'm ready to go. I feel ready and pleased. I want to know what is up next. And that's what makes me happy about playing a Nintendo game. The sheer quality of the title, the sometimes the humor of it, like the game that the most recently comes to mind is like Luigi's Mansion 2 or Dark Moon, if you are in North America. That game from beginning to end made me smile like a mother effer. And there's no other company that can do this to me. and bar none. And I feel that is why I still go to Nintendo products as my preferred method of entertainment and of choice. When I play a Nintendo game, if it's like the best one in a while, I know I will love it. I mean, despite sometimes I say a bad thing about the game, despite everything I will tell you, there is still a huge part of me that always will enjoy the game and the game in itself. And that's because that Nintendo always goes that extra step farther to put an additional detail in. Like when I said that Donkey Kong, like sitting for a while in like a game, like recently with Tropical Freeze, you just see him playing a Nintendo 3DS. Who does that anymore? That's the kind of stuff that makes me happy to play Nintendo games.
A good Nintendo game is an event. Like, every single time I've been hyped for a promising Nintendo game, it's always been an event. I've always set aside a few days just so I could play through it, like, right away.
Yeah.
And, like, the play times I consistently get on good Nintendo games, like, 6 hours in a day, like, nothing, is that's nothing to scoff at, and that's something that Nintendo is most reliable for, I think.
A game that also like instantly makes me smile is, for example, something like Rhythm Heaven. Like the total franticness of it and the total craziness that they go to some levels just make me filled with sheer happiness and also total confusion at the same time.
Absolutely. I couldn't put it better myself. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. That will do it for this segment. We got a bit of time, so we might as well go around, see where we can find everyone. Don, where can we find you? What are you doing? What's your Twitter? What are you doing on Nintendo World Report? Tell us all about you.
So you can find me on Twitter at Nintendo, and it's NintendAAN. You can notice that I did this many, many times. I'm a professional at this stuff almost. Tweet about Nintendo games, sometimes a little bit of football or soccer if you are in North America. This week though, because there's almost too much football this week, like 3 matches in 1 week, because the World Championship are in June, because they have to catch up some more. So there you go. This week on Nintendo World Report, I actually just wrote a couple of reviews, one of which I can't talk about because this is actually an embargoed game. The other one is My Farm for the Wii U eShop.
That's a fun one. I took a peek before we started recording.
If you live in Europe, you can download this now for €8 or £7. I want you to request this to not do this. Do not buy My Farm on Wii U eShop. Go buy a Super Nintendo game or some of the indie games that are on sale. But my God, My Farm is the most monotonous thing that I've played in quite a while. I think the last thing that I played that was this boring was Camaro's Wild Ride 3D, and even at that one was worse. So be sure to... I almost want to say you will be happy to read my review. I'm not sure if you will be happy to read my review. In fact, don't read my review.
just take his word for it.
Yeah. I also did a review this week for Super Mario Bros. Deluxe, which came out as the Nintendo Network ID free thing in Japan. Still love that game. That's a game that also brings a smile to my face. That's the best version of the original Mario Bros., by the way. And it has also stuff from the last levels and Races Against Boos and other stuff in it. So please go check that out when you get a code.
Excellent. Scott, pimp your stuff. Pimp your Twitter, your IGN, your Nintendo World Report, everything you got.
Sure. Okay Soda on Twitter. The letters OK and the word soda. Nintendo World Report right now, I mean, mostly just podcasts, so you're listening to it now, so good job. You've accomplished that. Keep listening. And then IGN, most recently, I just reviewed on Epic, which is on the Wii U eShop. It is a pretty decent dungeon crawler that's very hard and a little unbalanced, but overall pretty good. So you can read my review over at IGN. I liked it.
Excellent. I can be found on Twitter at CULAFIA. That is Kulafia. And on Nintendo World Report, You could find me here most weeks. I'll be doing something. You can hear me talk, and sometimes I'll also be doing videos for the site. It is a busy season, so most of this quarter I'm going to be in the background editing and doing preview stuff. But if you want to see what Alex Kalafi is doing, you can find me on Twitter, and you can find me doing my media stuff.
Can I make a very quick plug for something?
Absolutely.
Go check out Nintendo Force Kickstarter.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You guys are doing that.
Yeah. For subscribers for the second season of Nintendo Force, you can go to Kickstarter, fill in Nintendo Force magazine, or you can just find me a link on Twitter. I possibly have posted by now again. So you just go to my Twitter page, ask me away, and then I will give you a link and everybody will be happy. And we can make more magazines, which are always very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So that'll do it for this week. Thank you for joining me, guys.
No problem.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And be sure to send email to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. We got nothing this week, and we want to do more segments of answering your listener mail. So be sure to send it in. All right, that'll do it, guys. See you later.
Bye.
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 Studio. Looks like the day I first found it. It's funny, yeah. You walk in here and you just... What are you guys still doing here?
I'm still here.
Nothing.
You can see me?
Kim? I'm gonna address this first and foremost. You're not a ghost.
But I keep trying to tell her that. She doesn't believe me. I'm like, you eat.
Kim, you're not.
You sleep.
Kim, you're not a ghost.
You talk to people, you're not a ghost.
Are you... Okay.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Accept and build, Kimberly. First rule, accept and build. All right, so... God, welcome to the final
episode. She really tried running through a wall yesterday. Not even joking.
Kim, you're not a ghost.
It didn't work. And she's still convinced she's a ghost.
Let's get back to... Okay, welcome to the last episode of Name That Pokemon.
I'm pretty sure...
Where we're slowly getting more insane by the day.
I've now left the realm of sodas and liquors, and I'm now just drinking just straight pineapple juice.
Intense.
All that citric acid.
Oh my god.
You know, I once saw a guy eat a whole pineapple in under 5 minutes.
I saw that too.
I saw that
on YouTube.
I bet against him.
Yeah.
Nice job.
You really fucked up there. Speaking of fucking up, let's talk about the rules to this game.
Which are
very few.
Yeah.
So, the rules, if you can call them that, is that we will go back and forth. You guys will guess what I will give you the Pokedex definition, if there is one, recorded, because I don't have all of them in my game, and the internet only supplies me with so many. And we will go back and forth trying to figure out which Pokemon it is, but this run will be a little bit different from the others, because there's either one or two Pokedex entries, and then that's it.
That's kind of what happens when you get all the way up to the last gen.
You're not wrong. And if you interrupt me again,
sorry,
I'm going to start deducting points. There we go.
And so
back on track, Kim, did you just fucking talk?
I'm not here right now.
Kim?
You're not a ghost.
Take off the sheet. Take it off. Atta girl. Okay. Hey, that's a really nice suit you're wearing.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just want to, like, you know. Before we start, like, you're looking, that suit looks really good on you. Like,
where did you get it? Did you steal it from a hobo?
I was in a funeral home.
Steal it off the dead person?
Becky.
Sorry.
Becky, I'm gonna say this. Let's not address it. No. Let's just not address it.
Walk away. On. Walk away.
So, power ups after the first 5 points.
So I'm gonna sit over here, just saying.
It's fine. There's only two podiums. I don't know how much further over you can move.
I don't know. I can move this podium. I will move this podium.
Let's just start.
Okay.
I don't know, guys. Let's just move forward. Kim.
Yes.
You're spry and chipper.
For a dead person.
You want the Becky? I'm just dropping it. I'm just not even gonna address it anymore. Kim's not a ghost. She's gotta learn. Let's move past it. Kim?
Yes.
Top 50, top 10 Pokemon on the board. Oh, I totally forgot. It's time for Name That.
Pokemon!
Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. Kim, top 10, 50 Pokemon on the board.
49.
Good pineapple juice.
Sure it is.
Number 49. Historically, in the Kalos region, these Pokemon were the designated guardians of the king. Top 10, 50 Pokemon on the board. Obviously Regal. Obviously Regal Pokemon. Top 10, 50 Pokemon on the board.
I don't know, Dewblade?
It's not doable.
Oh, Regal.
Becky.
I don't know if that's the kind of Regal he was thinking.
Well, Becky, you know what?
Here's the thing. Becky, I'm going to give you the second description.
I have a better idea. Okay.
No, too bad.
Trimming its fluffy fur not only makes it more elegant, but also increases the swiftness of his movements.
No, I have
Is it Pyroar?
Is it what?
Pyroar?
Not Pyroar, Kim.
Never mind, I don't have any ideas.
Wait, I got another idea.
I can't, it's just Kim's turn.
Dang it, I've got another idea.
Okay,
See, I was totally like, you know, lions, they're Regal, right?
That's what I was thinking, you know.
Oh,
just guess and fail, Kim, because I know it now. Guess and fail.
So it's a guardian of kings, and its fur makes it more swift, you said?
Trimming its fluffy fur not only makes it more elegant, but also increases the swiftness of its movements.
Trimming the fluffy fur.
Just guess and fail.
That should be a dead giveaway.
I know it. It was after I realized
Okay, because I heard it wrong first. I didn't hear the trimming part.
So I did too.
Now that I hear trimming, it's a fur-fru.
Shut up.
It is.
Dang it!
Guys, maybe if you stopped interrupting me,
yeah.
You hear the question. I'm sorry, I won't curse. I'm not going to curse, guys. This is it's a special time. Kim's up 1-0.
Shut up.
So, you know, like, she hasn't even doubled your points, Becky, because 0 points times anything is still 0 points.
True.
So, speaking of which, Becky,
Go for it.
Top 10 50 Pokemon on the board.
11.
11? It's not in the top 10. There's a number that's literally one more than the top 10.
So? When has that ever mattered?
All right, choosing for you.
5.
Classic blunder.
5.
Classic.
5.
Would you name that Pokemon
5.
Blunder? Classic. 5. If you could name that 5. Pokemon blunder. Roll 5?
5.
Okay. Classic. Should you name that Pokemon blunder? These friendly Pokemon send signals to one another with beautiful chirps and tail feather movements.
How adorable.
That is adorable. See, now I'm like, do I trust my first instinct? Because my first instinct was really wrong last night. Last time. Well, I'm going to guess, is it Fletchling?
It is Fletchling. Woohoo! Congrats.
Oh, that was mad.
Thank you. You're doing pretty good today.
Yeah.
Well, how are you feeling?
Pretty good so far. You know, I don't know.
Good,
it's only 1-1, so that doesn't really mean a whole lot. But
I mean, you look terrible. So, like, you know what? I'm giving Kim an extra point for just, you know, looking really good.
What?
Maybe if you wore, like, a dress or a suit or anything that just, that doesn't look like total crap.
I'm a janitor! This is my uniform!
I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me. So, Kim, you're up 2-1.
Sounds good.
Pick a number. Top 10, 50 Pokemon on the board. Top 50, 100 Pokemon on the board.
50-100?
The top 50, 100 Pokemon on the board.
That's a lot.
You heard me right. Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Especially considering there's only, like, actually 69 of them.
And I couldn't find Pokedex entries on half of them. So that's an actual statistic.
Oh, God.
Let's go with Pokemon number 3927.
I did not pick that Pokemon. That is not in the Kalos region. It is way earlier. So, another classic, if I may, name that Pokemon blunder, letting me decide. So, what have we learned about that? Never works out. So, when under attack from bird Pokemon, it spews a poisonous black powder that causes paralysis on contact.
That was just lovely.
Pineapple juice is delicious.
I bet.
I'm really sorry about that, guys.
He's not sorry.
Is it Scatterbug?
It is Scatterbug. Hey, Kim.
There's not that
you.
Many bugs this time around.
Yeah, 3-1. Kim, Becky, it's your turn. Top 2 Pokemon on the board.
2? Okay, so 2.
Oh, okay. Well, going for number 2. I mean, you know, you're number 2 of 2 in the rankings right now. So, I mean, you know, probably for the best. When it takes a defensive posture with its fists guarding its face, it could withstand a bomb blast.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, guys. That burp just threw my brain for a loop. So I'm going to say it one more time. When it takes a defensive posture with its fists guarding its face, it could withstand a bomb blast.
Fist guarding its face. Is it maybe Pangoro?
Becky, I just... I want to know how you're surviving from day to day these days. Because with Pokemon knowledge like that, Kim, it's your turn.
Do I get another description?
No, there's just this one. And you also put the sheet away. I see you trying to put it back over your face. You look like an idiot. Put it away.
I think it's Chestnut.
It is Chestnut.
Thank you.
So, that's not an excuse for you to put that back on, so stop them. All right, so Becky,
it's Kim's turn
again. She has 4 points, 4-1. Kim, wrap it up.
3.
Top 10. Oh, okay, well, you're on to 3. Let's do it. I like how decisive you are. Another point. 5-1. You have a power up now, Becky. I don't know what you're doing right now.
Becky,
give him these chocolates. I got these chocolates.
I don't want to give him your chocolates. They're probably poisonous.
They're pretty good.
What are you guys
good.
Whispering about?
I don't believe you.
Number three.
Oh, okay. Sorry, were you guys done whispering? I'm sipping my drink.
Which I'm starting to suspect isn't pineapple juice.
No, well, it's one of the ingredients. Apparently this Pokemon is born
when a departed
spirit inhabits a sword. It attaches itself to people and drinks their life force. Some of them are super easy.
I noticed.
I didn't hear it.
Well, not going to repeat it. I'm sorry.
I think it's one of the sword ones, though. Is it Hon Edge?
It is.
Yes.
6-1. Kim, you're doing really good. I'm really proud of you this time.
This time.
Oh, yeah. Usually you both just utterly ashamed. Was it? You utterly shame me. I'm ashamed to be even associated with you.
Thanks.
And
makes
and
me just, happy to be me.
I mean, I don't know how you could be. I mean, look at me.
I am looking at you, and that's why I'm happy to be me.
Okay. I mean, I haven't really showered in a few days. Yeah, I know. And then, like, I let my beard kind of grow and
get scraggly.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, I know I'm painfully single, probably because I'm overweight. And, I mean, my dream journal.
How about number six?
Oh, yeah, number six. Hey. Hey, guys. Wow, that got weird, right?
Uh-huh. But uncomfortable, you know.
Number six. Becky.
I'm waiting.
It dries away opponents by excreting a sticky liquid that can dissolve anything. Its eyes don't devolved, so it can't see anything.
Oh, my God. I just caught one of these.
Oh, did you?
You just caught one
like
of these?
Not just now, like yesterday.
Still disappointed with you.
Well,
still
I needed another one.
One of the best.
I needed another one, okay. Don't question me. From Pokemon, like, not in the game. You can question me in the game.
Wait, like, hold up. Wait, hold the fuck up. Did you just say don't question me? Did you just say don't question me?
I wasn't trying.
Kim, guess what? Deducted a point. Boom. 5-1, Becky.
You need your sheet.
Go. Becky, I'm waiting.
Sorry. Got me all distracted.
Don't know how you could be.
Okay, gosh, man. Now that I know she knows it, that's hard. It's like
10 seconds on the clock. Five, four, three, two, one.
Is it? Debating out of three. I'm probably totally wrong on all of them. Is it Goomy?
It's not Goomy.
Oh.
Kim.
Is it Sliggoo?
It is Sliggoo.
See, dang it!
All right, but Becky, hey, you know what? You're trying.
No, I'm not.
And like, I really want this to be like a close race. So, Kim?
Yes?
Find somebody from the audience.
Look at me in the eyes. Look at me. My eyes are up here. My eyes... Stop looking at my chest. My eyes are up here.
But you have a really cool shirt on.
I know. Sparkles. I love Breaking Bad. And this sparkly Jesse shirt is the best thing ever. I know. But you got to look at me. And because you made eye contact with Aaron Paul, you're going to have to... I'm deducting you all your points.
What?
Just deleted all of them from my computer. 1-0. Becky, it's your turn, Kim.
So I'm gone. It's my turn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's your turn. Yeah.
It's your turn again.
Five.
Well, not a number that I was offering, but you know what?
You're not offering a number.
You're down on your luck.
Okay.
Don't talk back.
It's okay. No one can hear me.
Using its roots as a nervous system, it controls the trees in the forest. But it's kind of the Pokemon that reside in its body.
Wait, what?
Are you high? I don't... Using its roots as a nervous system, it controls the trees in the forest. It's kind of the Pokemon that reside in its body. I don't know how much more clear I can be on this Pokemon, Kimberly. Can you just listen to the question and not ask me to repeat anything ever again?
I wasn't really asking to repeat it. It was more of a reactionary, wait, what?
Oh, okay. That's totally understandable. You know what, Kim? I'm sorry for yelling at you. I'm giving you 3 points back.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, anyone who's keeping track of the score, congrats, because I'm barely doing it.
This is sort of turning into, you know, whose line is it? I can have anything live inside it. Is it, I don't know how to pronounce it, Trevenant?
It is that Pokemon. You didn't name that Pokemon. 4-1, Becky, it's yours. Top one Pokemon on the board.
Oh god, this is tough. So hard to decide. There's so many numbers. How about one?
Well, because of that, gonna have to choose for you. No, you know what? I'll give you number one.
Yes!
Born from the temperatures and pressures deep underground, it fires beams from the stone in its head.
Is it?
Shooting beams.
That is the stupidest move I've ever seen anyone do. I'm not really sure why you involved both your ab, since there's
only one,
and the sole of your foot. It was odd. It was weird. Don't stick your tongue.
It's modern interpretive dance, and the answer is Carbink.
It is Carbink.
I actually blasted that Pokemon. Look at the wall.
I'm not looking at the wall. I think the hole was there before, actually.
Look at the wall.
Yeah, I'm not.
I've seen roaches crawling out of that hole before.
Kim, I'm not going to look anywhere you want me to, because then you're just going to throw a rock in my head.
Oh, man, that was only
She's been
three
hiding
times.
It under the sheet this whole time.
Are you shitting me?
No.
What? Are you trying to murder me?
Yep. She
what?
Is.
Kim, this is the final episode, and you're going to try to fucking murder me?
I thought we weren't going to care.
I wasn't until I realized my life was at stake.
Mm-hmm. Number 7.
I'm compelled to tell you what number 7 is by the laws of this game, which barely exist. But also, I think I just want to get this across. Are you trying to kill me, yes or no?
No.
You can clearly see your hand is behind your back with your fingers crossed. And super worried, guys. Super worried.
Got that rock number in 7. Her hand. Just saying.
The pattern on this Pokemon's wings depend on the climate and topography of its habitat.
Ooh,
it
this
scatters
one.
Colorful scales.
I know this one.
Is it Vivillon? Vivillon?
Vivillon.
Vivillon.
Yes, Kim, you got your power up back.
Woo-hoo!
Becky.
Working on it.
Pokemon. This Pokemon. This ancient Pokemon was restored from part of its body that had been frozen in ice. For over 100 million years.
Dum, dum, dum.
Which is how long it's felt since Kim has won an actual game.
What?
Actually, she wins most of them, just saying.
Does she really? I don't keep track of this.
Yeah. I do because I lose.
What were all these handwritten letters from you saying congratulations?
What?
Is a lie.
Kim, I see you writing one right now. I don't think those are from Becky. You have a comically large Sharpie in your hand. And you're still
that happens to also be the ink of the letters.
That one says "fuck you, Josh." Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
No, you can't.
I've got
Becky.
An idea.
Hey, you know what? You're being so nice. I'm giving you a point.
Oh, yay! I also think I know the answer.
Oh, hey, what is it?
Is it Amora?
It is Amora. Hey, look at you, almost tying it up. 4-5, Kim. Balls in your court.
Literally.
12.
You should throw that back.
12 is not an option. So, going to give you 20.
Okay.
It's covered in a slimy membrane that makes any punches or kicks slide off it harmlessly.
I feel like this is obvious, but I don't want to fall into a trap.
Fall into a trap. That would be fun. Kim. I really want you to like break your ankles just so I can have the satisfaction.
Is it Goomy?
Kim, PM, Admiral Akbar once said something that I feel like would be very appropriate here.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
He was going to say, congratulations, you won, but it's a trap.
Hello, my name is Admiral Akbar.
Wow. You have a really, really bad impression. Put your
hands down. That is, I'm not sure. Why do you put your hands in your face? I don't.
Because she feels like she needs to squish the face so it looks like Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar had his hands by his fucking side.
But she's trying to squish
her face.
Admiral Akbar
did not cover his eyes all the time.
You can't see the hands.
It doesn't make sense.
She thinks she's a ghost.
It doesn't make sense. Kim.
Yes?
What happened to you?
I've been here a while.
Drugs.
Guys, what happened to us? We used to be
drugs.
Like, we used to be so great at our jobs.
Wait, this is a job?
My job? Okay, I'm a janitor, technically,
Becky,
so that's
it's
my
number,
job.
Becky, stop
yes.
it. Sorry. Stop talking about real life. Because this Pokemon makes their home in the deserts, and they can generate their energy from basking in the sun. So eating food is not a requirement for them.
Where's my pay? Is this a job?
No. Kim, shut up. Becky, go.
Sorry, can you read that again?
I cannot.
Is it...
There's something about sun and nutrients.
Sun. That's informative. And there, I heard desert. I heard desert in there, so... Oh. Thinking desert Pokemon. Is it Helioptil?
It is. Hey.
Because I caught one of those in like a deserty area, I think.
All right, Kim.
Does make
six,
sense.
5 you. You both have power-ups. Shut up. Picking your Pokemon for you.
I would like number 16.
Nope.
No, you wouldn't.
They strengthen their lower bodies by running into one another. They're very kind and won't start fights.
What?
But they run into each other all the time.
Are you questioning not just me, but the Pokedex?
No, I was just chuckling a little bit at the idea.
Becky?
Yes.
Becky, watch it.
I'm watching.
Check
it.
Yourself before you riggedy riggedy wreck yourself.
That's intense.
Don't question it.
He just hit the board. It's okay. You're fine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they get stronger by running into each other, but they're really quite friendly.
Yes.
Hey, Kim, can you come here for a second?
No.
They strengthen their lower body.
Come here. Just come here for 1 second.
Okay. What? No.
Come here for 1 second.
No.
Kim. Becky thinks that she's like... She thinks that whatever the board feels.
Just go with it, okay? I'm going back to my podium now.
Okay. Good game.
Okay, bye.
Take that, board!
Okay, really concentrating now.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm surprised you can even do that a little bit.
I don't have a freaking clue.
Well, then give up.
What?
Concede the game to Becky.
It's really easy.
Well, if it's easy, then it's a Pokemon I don't have.
No, I meant giving up is easy.
So I should narrow it down.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I traded this Pokemon with you.
No, giving it up is easy. Just give up.
Why? Do you know it?
No.
You sound like a drug pusher. Give up. Just do it. Just do it once. Just give up.
Sure.
Give up on school.
Sure you want some? Huh?
I don't know.
If you want drugs or if you know this Pokemon?
She's already been on drugs. Are you freaking kidding?
It's called asthma, Becky. It's a condition. It's real. I didn't make
it up. No, it's not. It is not real. You're a liar.
I don't know, is it... I
hate you both so much. Just to finish this fucking game.
Is it Go-Goat? They run.
It's not Go-Goat.
Smashy thingies. Okay.
Becky?
Is there no other Pokedex entries?
No, there is not.
Oh, dang. Hoping I'd have a little more of a hint. I know I got the power-up, but come on.
But come on, we never use that.
Are you using it?
Not really.
You should use it.
No, I shouldn't.
Well, then you're not going to guess who this Pokemon is.
I am totally going to guess who this Pokemon is. No, can be.
What's the score?
Not. It's 5-6 U.
Oh, okay.
They're strengthening its lower body by running into each other, but they're really friendly.
Yeah.
Okay, is it maybe... No, that'd probably have a different Pokedex.
You just said this was so easy.
No, I was saying it was easy to give up. I was not saying it was an easy Pokemon. Because it is really easy to give up.
Waiting.
I know.
Waiting.
Trying to think. So is it maybe... I'm thinking maybe Fennekin?
Nope.
Dang it.
Kim, you just give up now. Nope, just give up.
Well, I was thinking the last time you said there was no second entry, it was a starter. So maybe starters just get one entry?
I don't know why you're asking me for a hint.
I don't think he's going to give you an answer to that.
Okay.
Like asking your parents if Santa Claus exists. You just shouldn't do it.
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it. We're just moving past it. Put down the sheet. Put down the rock, which you are now just showing me. And let's move on. Kim, you're very hostile today. I'm not really sure why.
Keep it a secret.
I carved this rock to look like you, Josh.
That's creepy. So now you're stalking people?
No, it's my hobby.
I don't know whether I'm flattered or disgusted.
I'm disgusted.
It also looks like a Pokemon.
I'm disadded.
I'm not a very good artist.
Okay, so Josh looks like a Pokemon?
No, I don't know how to carve.
Hey, listeners, if you're still listening, which honestly would just be surprising, please leave a comment as to which Pokemon you think I look like. Now, Kim, answer the Pokemon question.
You have to post a picture with this so they know.
They'll find it. Let's move past it.
They will just Google stalk you.
I think it's a starter. And if they're running into each other, then it's gotta be... Because the other ones aren't... I'm just gonna guess, is it Quilladin?
It is!
For real?
For reals?
Pretty sure you cheated.
What? I'm fairly sure you cheated, too.
No, I was saying because they're like the fighty kind. The fighty starter.
7-5. Uh-huh. Kim, yeah, Becky, whatever. It's your turn.
All right, 2.
I think starters only have one entry.
I think you're a cheater.
As it walks, it munches on a twig in place of a snack. It intimidates opponents by puffing hot air at its ears. But you know, why even try? Because Kim's just going to cheat her way to victory.
Pretty much.
You know, some of us play the games. Just saying.
I'll tell you this, it's not me. I'm not playing this game.
Is it Pancham?
Not Pancham.
Oh, shit, that was my guess.
Eating a twig fills it with energy, and its roomy ears give vent to air hotter than 390 degrees Fahrenheit. Guys, I can't fucking read.
I was like, steam, maybe that's important, but I was like, but Pancham, she was on a leaf, what?
Oh, shit, I know the other Pokemon that has a stick.
Uh-huh, who is it?
I know what it is now. Dang it.
Is it Fennekin?
No.
It is Fennekin.
Yeah, because it chews on it. Braixen uses it as a wand.
Braixen has a stick, though, but Fennekin doesn't have a stick.
I started with Fennekin.
I did, too. I didn't read that.
8-5, guys. Feel really bad for Becky.
Thanks.
Becky, you've been playing this game straight.
No, I haven't.
Playing this game weird?
I've been playing it on and off. I meant for a while. It's been a while since I have started with my starter, okay?
This Pokemon charges ahead and bashes its opponents like a berserker, uncaring about any hits it might take. Its arms are mighty enough to snap a telephone pole.
That is freaking Pangoro.
It's the only other freaking
Pokemon with huge arms, except Diggersby, shovel thing. Ha! Dang it. Got one.
Kim,
suck it.
The organ that emits its intense psychic power is sheltered by its ears to keep power from leaking out.
Oh, man, it's so easy.
Oh.
Yeah, if you don't know this one, I would actually be a little surprised.
I know, right?
If I don't know this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's really pretty easy. Yeah.
Well, I don't...
I think if you it's... didn't read this...
Well, I'm not sure which evolution it is.
Well,
then
you'll
pick
say...
the wrong evolution, just saying. That's all I gotta say. Just pick the wrong one.
Esper?
Dang it!
Yes, Esper.
Yay!
Yeah, why does she always pick the right one?
Alright, Becky, this is for all the marbles.
No, it's
not. No rules.
Last time it was for all the marbles, she won anyway.
She didn't. She's 1 point away.
Oh, okay.
So, Becky, if you get this one right,
sure.
I will give you all the points and we will go into a sudden death match.
Last time she
if you get it wrong and Kim gets it right, there's nothing I can do. I can't save you. I can't just bend the rules
yes,
to however I'm feeling.
Yes, you can. You have
nope,
all the power. Remember?
I can't do it. Although its body is small, its proficient fighting skills enable it to keep up with big bruisers like Machamp and Hariyama.
Okay, so it's a small fighting type. The only small fighting type I can even think of.
I'm going to tell you right now to use your power-up.
Fine. Use my power-up.
It's fighting and flying.
Fighting and flying?
I know
okay,
it.
That changes things. Well, guess what? You're not going to get it.
Just let me have it.
No, it's Hawlucha. That's like the only fighting flying type.
I know.
You guys, it's sudden deathmatch, which means this is it. This is where it comes down. Head to head. This is it. Like, we're going to do a sudden death match. Like, whoever answers first is going to win it all.
Okay.
Just yell it out if you know
it. I really don't.
I'm pretty sure I'm up to, 15 points by now.
You can't add either.
I've given and taken away so many points from you.
You think you're a ghost? Shut up.
All right. This Pokemon is not from Kalos.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, right now. So,
oh,
you know how you guys prepared for this?
Ugh. Yeah.
Not even gonna matter.
Darn. Right.
Let's do it. Name that final Pokemon.
See, he can totally bend the rules. He lied. He's a liar.
I hate you both.
Oh.
In daytime, it is often found asleep on the seabed in shallow waters. Its nostrils close while it swims.
Oh.
Oh, dang.
It loves freezing cold conditions, relishes swimming in frigid climate of around 14 degrees Fahrenheit. The Pokemon that lives on icebergs. It swims in the sea using the point on its
head. Oh my god, seal!
Seal?
It was Kim.
She said, oh my gosh, we got the same
no,
thing.
No, I said, oh my god, it's seal.
Well, you said, oh my god, it's seal, and we said seal at the same time. She said, oh my gosh, first.
All right, now, Becky, I'm going to let you steal it and let you keep this keep the game going for one more round if you sing me the hook, the chorus from Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Good luck with that.
You're not going to sing it?
I don't sing.
Kim, would you like to serenade us as you win?
Kiss from a Rose, dude. I don't actually know the words. And then he's like, ooh, da 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 da. That's what I got.
I don't think that counts.
Well, Kim.
Yeah.
Congratulations, because there is so much a man can tell you. There's so much he can say. You remain my power, the winner, and so much of my pain. Ooh, Becky, I compare you all to a kiss from a rose. Kim, you won the round.
Woohoo!
The game is over. I'm just so proud of you guys. You named that Pokemon over and over and over again, and you just... God, I'm so proud of you.
Becky, I think we should go.
I'm so proud. You know what? I'm just going to change the rules. I'm just going to change them. You both win.
Do we get anything?
Yeah. Yeah, you know. No, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to give you guys each $50.
Cool.
Oh, I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud. $50 each. I'm kidding. Now, you know what? I'm the winner. I'm the winner.
Oh.
I'm the winner.
So you get the 50?
Yeah. From you guys.
What?
50 from each.
Bye.
Well, guys, thanks for listening to Name That Pokemon. I guess we're out. Becky, any last words?
She left.
Okay. Kim, any last words?
Bazonga.
There we are. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Please send your listener mail to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. We love reading it. And if you've got a chance, please rate and review the show on iTunes. Thanks.